The London Stock Exchange's history goes back to the late 17th century. It's still the center of Britain's financial industry. So it's come as a shock to some that New York's youngest stock exchange, NASDAQ, is courting its venerable British rival. Yesterday, NASDAQ brought a 15% stake in the London Exchange, and many expect NASDAQ to make a play for a majority stake soon. NPR's Adam Davidson reports that all this is evidence of big changes sweeping global stock exchanges.
When you hear the words stock exchange, you probably immediately picture some big, busy room where dealers trade with each other. But that doesn't happen at NASDAQ or at the company it's trying to buy, the London Stock Exchange. They're both electronic exchanges, and they sound very different.
And just a few seconds. And yes, I'm there now. So I'm in front of my idealing.com order entry and trading screen.
Forrest Bowman trades on the London Stock Exchange. His company, idealing.com, created software that helps investors trade stocks from anywhere in the world. They just need a computer and an internet connection. Electronic trading has been around a while, but the technology is advancing so quickly that it's changing the way the exchange business works.
In the exchange business, the bigger, the better.
Ben Steele with the Council on Foreign Relations says that's exactly why NASDAQ is hoping to buy the London Stock Exchange. They're hoping to profit from the high volume that electronic trading allows. The business logic is solid, Ben Steele says, except for one problem. The U.S. regulator, the Securities and Exchange Commission, might decide that it has jurisdiction over the London Stock Exchange as soon as an American company buys it.
I suppose that's where my concerns start, because the UK has its own rules and requirements, and they're different to the US. They're not wrong, but they just are different to the US.
Angela Knight runs APKIMS, the British Stockbrokers Trade Association. She says America's SEC regulations are seen as particularly costly and intrusive. And she says many British traders are desperate to keep NASDAQ away from the London Stock Exchange. They're afraid NASDAQ might have to use U.S. rules, even in London, and that could kill London's exchange business.
That business will walk away. It's ever so easy to start to lose business. It's very hard to get it.
It might surprise some people that the U.S. has more stock trading regulation than most European countries. Knight is afraid costly U.S. regulation will send companies to Germany or France to sell their stock. That would hurt the U.S. and Great Britain, she says. NASDAQ officials declined to comment, but some experts have said the company could structure a deal that would not force U.S. regulations on the London Exchange. No matter what happens with this particular deal, most industry watchers say that deals like this are inevitable. Soon, there will likely be a handful of large global exchanges handling most stocks. Adam Davidson, NPR News.